Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
There you go. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And then, of course, let us come together. Hey, up to 7 o'clock. Let me greet our guests there. Sipho, sawubona bhuti.
Mfundisi, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila, kunjani kodwa?
Kulinyelele balaleli mfundisi emakhaya, abazalwane nomfundisi Dominic Jabulani egameni leNkosi. Amen.
Nazo-ke bhuti omkhulu. Nazo-ke. Sawubona-ke Jabulani, sawubona bhuti. Awuthi ngiyiqale phansi futhi. Sawubona we Jabulani. Hawu, kunjani? Hey, usemgwaqeni na? Oh, hayi, leso ukusa sikho right, but hayi, asikuzwa kahle thina.
Okay, I'm not sure if
Hawu mara na ay I can pet ngizwe inkukhu ikhala. Pulizeli qhude sipho.
Hawu madodo
ozikhudwe kunyana ngalo mumungu.
Okay.
Qhude wangezwa mina.
Ay sinyakuzwa manje. Yini unomkhuhlane na?
Hayi ngingele umkhuhlane yebo hey.
Ngiyakuzwa, ngiyakuzwa. Hawu umkhuhlane eThekwini madodo.
Wa kuthe kusangivalisa.
Okay. Hey, my daughter, thank you so much to Ubahle. She's back with you tomorrow morning. And, of course, we're taking it from here right through up to 7 o'clock. And this is Back to Basics. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Welcome to it. And I am talking to these powerful men of the Father, Yehuah Elohim. And namhlanje sikhuluma ngewayini veyini la itsiba veyini na
wayini
ya othena asibikini veyini ngoko unrumele WhatsApp ore na ke tsibi veyini or bagodi ei singile ka itsiba mara ya mpalela ke nwile mara ya mpalela kare ke ile ka mara ya mpalela ke antachisha veyini ya ntia dilo tsa o setse ba lega ka rwa batho veyini hambu thuka abantu shaya abantu umzimba wangena ama demon yiwayini baba yalazi demon lokudakwa abantu abaningi abalazi i demon lokudakwa. It's the one of the most cunning demons because you are not aware that it is around. Yeah, well, you're not aware that it is around. And that's a serious business. Genesis chapter 19, verse 33. So they made their father drink wine that night. And the firstborn went in and lay with her father. And he did not know when she lay or when she arose. Yabona ukuthi lenzani demon le?
Hey.
Ha? Abantwana balala nabazali babo.
Yeah.
Demon le wine. Lenza yonke lento le.
Libi.
Esther chapter 3 verses 15. Khuluma ngewine. Says the couriers went out, hastened by the king's command, and the decree was proclaimed in Shushan, the citadel. So the king and Haman sat down to drink, but the city of Shushan was perplexed. Wine. It brings an onslaught that would drive you into fear. Wine. Proverbs 20 verse 1. Wine is a mocker. Strong hey. Drink is a brawler. And whoever yeah. is led astray by it is not wise. Hey, bakithi. Indaba enkulu ke le. And much of the times we overlook this. Akhulunywa ngazo. Ngikhuluma ngewena no, I need beer. Renowa nakoke. Proverbs 21 verse 17, he who loves pleasure will be a poor man. He who loves wine and oil will not be rich. It's amazing that it says so. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is a brawler. Whoever is led astray by it is not wise. Proverbs 21 verse 17, he who loves pleasure will be a poor man. He who loves wine and oil will not be rich. What in the same thing leads to poverty? Love of wine. There are warnings. These are warnings. Ngenda ba ye wine. Veini. Kasperi barki veini. Veini. Proverbs 23 verse 31, do not look on the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it swells around smoothly. Go when I'm advertisement or corner. By tela gulet glass leleng ati indishi albona lele besi albamba uliti ulchukucha waichukucha welchukucha.
Wine.
Bese munta kona a puze bese a hambisili mati. Angayazi bezwani. Bese uyakhinya bese uyagwinya abanye abagwinyi bese uyakhafula kukhona laba khafulela khona bese Cape Town ngibonile zonke lezi bakhafulela khona laba khafulela kumaqedwa kulo bese lapha yana bese bayabhala phansi lapha kwasha 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 hawo madoda kubhalwani lapha yana ngoba la advertiser hawo. Uma ba advertise amanzi nanoma mhlawumbe ba advertise ukhamba ama ba advertise ini abo borstolini maku advertise iwine bakhomba labafana laba abantu abantu abamnyama laba bamadevudevu neinwele ngathi zikhelile kancane nalamantombazana amahle bagqoka ama bikini bagijima bangena phakathi kwamanzi baswima so amanzi akho na clear 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 nenhlanzi zakho na zinhle ngathi kuse paradise. Bese bakubonisa le wine litheleka so. IBhayibheli liyasho la lithi yabona mase kufika lapho ndoda bheke eqeleni.
Yeah.
Do not look on the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup. Bese bathi shears ngabona kwesinye isikhathi ne president yami enye so yathi shears. Even. It is a mocker. It leads to spiritual poverty. It leads to poverty. Amazingly, the demons that are working behind it, they are pushing sinister motives. You become sexually immoral. This is how it brings about all those kinds of things.
Yeah.
But il kichimela kuphi tinga peluli. Hey, what's up? Oh, see, what's up about the wine is she and needs a guy, Evan? Immorality. Do not look at the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it swells around smoothly. It swells around. Because I got mad that I was born and I was tired. I'm not saying that I'm not saying that it's hot. Proverbs 31 verses 4. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes intoxicating drink. We are kings.
Amen.
And we the royal priesthood. It is not for us to drink it, because he let us onke lezinto esikhulumile. Ngithi mina, e Davidton. Bekunenkonzo bathi sebazodla umthendeleko And when we're doing that communion, the priest was wearing this long robe that has red stripes. And he said, we are taking the communion. There is this communion that is strong, and there is this one that is not strong. It looks like it's a grape juice. If you know that you are not strong, stand on this line on my right. It's the one with the grape juice. If you know that you're strong, stand on my left hand side. It's the one that is strong. Guess the majority of the congregants were standing in which line? Guess, just guess. Sipo, guess.
Obviously, Fundi. But strong. I didn't have strong anyway.
They were standing on the left hand side, man. They were even complaining that when they were drinking, the guy would remove the cup quickly. La atuya khabula kona.
And I got chuli kakhulu.
Nkosi yam.
Yeah.
And it is spoken that it is not for kings. If you say you are a king, if the king who is alive, Yehusha HaMashiach, lives within you, the Messiah himself lives within you and me, we are kings. We are the royal priesthood. If we say we are the church, we are the royal priesthood. Therefore, it is spoken with regards to us. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine. Why would the same thing be repeated in the same sentence? It shows the intensity of the warning. Proverbs 31:4, it says that. Nor for princes intoxicating drink. Young people, your princes and princesses. Kungenenye batumlando jablan. Bajaiva babhekene namabota. Abapompi abapompi abadlali. Isaiah chapter 5, verses 11. Woe to those who rise early in the morning, that they may follow intoxicating drink, who continue until night, till wine inflames them. Do you know what it means to be inflamed? It means to be full of the spirit of drunkenness. It's when now you are in the demonic realm of drunkenness. You do things that you don't remember. Tomorrow you don't remember those things because it was not you. Have you realized people who drink and tomorrow they don't know what happened? Akazuze njani ekhaya, ubani umkhiphi lihlo, or izinyo lisele kuphi? Ubani umshaye ngumtswebhu kangaka? Kanazo amapain tomorrow.
Said.
Let's hear what you say after this.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of life.
There we go. There we go. There we go. And thank you so much to Jackie M. Jackie M says, good day, Brother Ray. Proverbs 20 verses 1. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is a brawler. Whoever is led astray by it is not wise. Wine mocks. You know, to mock, it plays a fool out of you. Huh? It starts fights. It makes people foolish. Absolutely. And it doesn't end there. It makes people curse at the Father.
Oh, what a topic today from this. It's so humbling at the same time. It's so painful that we're talking about this topic today. And so serious in such a way that we need to bring the light out of it. And our beautiful country, our beautiful people, the body of Christ, we need to speak the truth in love on this.
Mm.
Not judging anyone, but putting the facts and the reality of this life, and from it we draw the truth from the scripture, from this. There are many negativity that has been brought by the wine in our society. We have the issue from this living to the Lakona Book Valley, we corner who pulls on that. There is our country was little bit sober and his bonities and days in Israel. But when they open doors for those people who go there, Emawa in Gotenga, from the Sema Tavern, Indian and Mingiafa, Sizoktela and Lelise Kaishala, Lutek Seni, please stay away from the lines. Kasegasing name the Namshanje, Efana Nelangan Vela Kona from this. I've seen my stepfather beating my own beautiful mother every day. Tagiwe, Epuzil. I've grown up in the environment where Kona, Singabanduana, Sibona, Bishaiwa, Sibonila, Bampe, abuse, be rei, Chua, Betagiwe, be rei, pa, Betagile. Amanyama, Sibonila, Tinagunama, drink and driving. Abantu mfundisi bengena kuma crash head on collusion kuma bebegwa badaliwe ama insurance awasabhadali because vela boyidakile ubabonela abantu mfundisi msebenze mayini underground kunomshini okuthiwa i-breakalizer ma uzongena company bokutesta sibabonela abantu balahlekelwa umsebenzi young beautiful boys bephuza bedakwa kuphela imali yokuphuza ngoba bedakiwe. Sisho lokumlalela ukuvezela singakayi ezweni lenkosi ukuthi utshwala kahlehle abukaze bumakhe umuntu abunayo ikusasa bukufisela okuhle. Impilo yakho kanje wagcwala utshwala ikusasa likho izwe imindeni yalimala financially ukuhlala nje tavern uyindoda 2 hours 3 hours ungazi abantwana bakho bavikele ubani, ungazi ukuthi unkosikazi wakho usele nobani. Leyo mali ngabe uyogibela kusasa abantwana bayondliwa ngunye ngayo, uyiphuza nabangani. Those little girls that you bought ama utshwala ubathengela, they are like your age of your children, but you still niyeza utshwala ulale na. Konke lokho kuyakhombisa ukuthi utshwala abunaki kusasa. Ngamanye amazwi sibabonile mfundisi abantu ngabe banekusasa Being a profession, I'm a being a doctor, being a nurse, being a engineer, they be qualified, being a servant, to move, ula shenga, in my job. So, this is what I'm trying to go to the show. Please, we don't judge you, but we see, Ubuti, you need this truth, every single Kungu. The balance, the life site in Ubuti, after the bandy verse, God is the pay, Ubuti, you do a no kule kaya bon, shayu mama, and no muba back. In my job, Yam Limas and Sunday. Lama divorce rate angaka abantu khona bekhomi ibhodlela lotshwala bashiya abantwana bashiya imindeni walahleka izimali ikusasa badayisa izindlu ngenxa yotshwala. Mfowethu, sizokucela nanamhla, ngiyakuncenga egameni likaJesu, le ngozi esiyibona abantu befa chitheka igazi kufa ama-bread winners ngey'moto ezinhle befa bebulwa wotshwala. Please, sizokucela namhlanje, warning of the wine, please. Lama verse nje mfundisi owafundile ayishaya ihlula inhliziyo yami from the Genesis chapter 19 verse 33. La khona amadodakazi amabili angcuma ukulala noyise. What a disgrace. Kuyakhombisa ukuthi utshwala kahle hle ma ucabanga ube under the influence of alcohol, you don't think straight. How come can you sleep with your father? Yingako namhlanje nilalile. Uyawazi amakhaya la khona umasigida sibhekane. Lo nalowo akhuzwa. Lelo khaya, it's not established in the word a proper kankulunkulu. Yingako namhlanje kuseni umbhali wegoma ubo 127 ithi uma ujehova engayakhi indlu abayakhayo bayakhelisa. Kuyegoma sikhulisa siyisho mfundisi Ray ethi wemjemula ulibe lotshwala mshemula umuzi uyareda neke wakho umuzi umudakwa iwayini.
Umudakwa iwayini angeke wakho umuzi. Into ozokwazi nje ukuyenza ukubhidliza ngaloko okwakhile. Ya, kuba inkinga nje enkulu. And we really need to be very careful about this.
Exactly.
You know, we really need to be very careful about this. And really study the word. It says it is not for kings.
Exactly.
It's not for kings. It's not for princes, you know. It's not for those who are the royal priesthood, in other words.
Yeah.
Since you are kings and princes and princesses, Queens.
A peculiar nation, a nation of God.
Absolutely. A peculiar nation, yes. It's not for you.
Exactly.
To be found partaking in such.
Exactly.
Now, wine is a mocker. Strong drink is a brawler. Whoever is led astray by it is not wise. We see it takes away wisdom.
Exactly.
And we know Christ as the wisdom of the Father.
Hallelujah.
And now it moves you away from wisdom. So I have a problem with the people batibona enkonzeni yabo bayahabula benzani benza. I have a problem with that because the word says it takes you from the wisdom. You are not wise when you do that. And the wisdom that the word is talking about is Christ himself. He is the wisdom of the Father.
Yes,
Yahuwah Elohim.
Amen.
Jabu, what comes to mind?
Indeed, you know, greetings my friend, people and all the listeners, you know. We really thank God for the wonderful topic about the warnings of wine. So I believe that God really is warning us because He wants us protected from this dangerous spirit, actually, of drunkenness. Because many of us, we've justified drinking, you know, even not so-called the children of God. That is why we're quoting that in the church, you will find pastors condoning, you know, the drinking of the wine at the expense of saying that this is Holy Communion. Even, you know, like my background, the church that my family goes to, you know, like, I know, I remember even my, you know, the school that I attended, a Catholic school. You know, my friends would even hold the class, yeah, but with Amazon and our Pambi. That is the spirit of drunkenness. The word of God was supposed to be planted where the right values, right foundation was supposed to be planted, but the spirit of was condoned. But you know, we got to learn that, there is something that is, why? It tastes nice like this. And then, you know, that's why many of, like, you know, of us after, you know, like high school, we were just drunkards because of, we took it from, you know, like from the church. Which is so sad. So that is why even I'm saying, you know, like the so-called children of God, we still condone. People justify drinking wine. You know, they'll say, no, I was just, you know, it was just Christmas Day or it was a wedding day at home, you know. I don't drink throughout the day, but just once in a while. They'll even quote scriptures. When Paul instructed Timothy that, you know, because of, you know, I think his metabolism system or what, he said you should take a little bit of wine, you know. So they will quote in order to condone their drunkenness or drunkardness. They will condone it and quote from the Bible. That, but Paul said to Timothy, you must drink a little bit of wine. And then they will even, you know, misquote and say, Jesus Christ turned water into wine. Even though when you go to the word, you never find that. You never find the scripture where the Lord converts water from being water into being wine. The word says that when they drank the water that he blessed, it tasted as the sweetest of wine.
Yeah.
It doesn't say he turned water into wine.
No.
Drunkards, people who are condoning, who really like are caught up into like drunkardness, and they don't want to quit, they will use all these scriptures in order to really justify drinking. But God is warning us that this is not for us, especially as children of God, because we are kings, you know. It leads to debauchery. You know, I was reading also Ephesians 5:18, that, you know, wine leads to debauchery, you know. But we must be filled with the Spirit of God. To live a useless life, you know. They decide because of drunkenness. Brother was saying some of the things he was able to explain from fire was a result of drunkenness.
Shifta kancane besingasakuzwa kahle.
Correct, that's my friend.
Yeah, and because of wine, yes.
Yeah, because of wine, so our fathers were acting in a way that really was not building a foundation to us to really be men that are upright and that are strong than, you know. So that is why wine is not really good for us.
Hey!
Never even, you know, partake of wine. I know that people will justify it according to his, but you know, what about that? They say wine is not for kings. You know, what about that? Why you take only that which is going to condone what you want to embrace and you leave out the rest? Because it's not only that. And I believe you've quoted even in Proverbs 20, verse 1, that wine is a mocker, strong drink a growler, and whoever is led astray by it is not wise. So it means you are stupid, you are foolish when you partake of wine. You know, when you use wine, you know, you will act foolishly. You know, my friend, yeah, video. One of the girls at a nightclub, you know, they were showing this girl while still drinking. You know, they were drinking, and then it was everyone, you know. But the end result, she ended up lying down, not even now who she is, lying down, herself, and they were taking pictures and videos, you know. That is stupidity. That is foolishness. That is what the devil exactly wants, you know, to really, like, you know. And the social media is in the corner's bowl. So this girl, his self-esteem yake will always be affected by that incident because of the wine. Wine is not good for us. We should really not really play the wine, especially as children of God. If we are calling ourselves children of God, disciples of Christ, wine is not good for us.
Modimar tuse, retwe modilotse so. You know, I believe that much of the times we fail to understand this. I once sent one of our artists to one of the award ceremonies, Zama Gospels and stuff. And he couldn't believe it. Ngendlela ebebabtshepula ngakhona. Yangizwa sipho. Couldn't believe. Ngendlela ebebabtshepula ngakhona. Atrice will bathi bebashaya amakumkwabatla. Kusho ukuthi ya liphakama ibhodlela. Inkinga enkulu. Even phakathi kwabantu abasindisiwe. I don't want to speak here as what do they call this? Pieter Kofi. Pieter Tamati. Nah. I saw these things. And I know how they permeate. And I know how people continue to be governed by the demon of drunkenness in the guise of pleasure and relief. I know. I've seen it. And I sympathize. And that's why I speak, you know, on a show like this. With, hey, let's go to the word and let us correct ourselves. La is litis lung sekon. And then move on with the Father. Mm. The issue is to seek the kingdom of the Father and all its righteousness. That's the mission. And this is how it's done. Through discipleship. And I can tell you without a doubt, others, they do it because they would say, well, my cool friends are doing it. And those girls were saying, hai, mina umuntu ongaphuzi, I don't think ngizokwazi ukuthi ngibe naye. And the demon of alcoholism says to you, yabona uyaluza. Phela lo, islay queen lo. Wakho ke lo, uyaluza. Uma bethi bumnandi kanjani ngoba byababa. My brother has been drinking ever since we were at primary. And he is 56, 54. So he started drinking when he was 13, 14. So he'd been doing it for 40 years. It almost killed him. We couldn't believe. I believed Ugutuzoyeka. We kept on praying. I remember me and Johan Ellis, we would pray for him. And would always be careful, Guti, don't eat the watermelon that he had touched, because we know what he does to watermelons. He opens a watermelon and he would pour something there, and all of you manage la watermelon there. No mabatis in those votiwe la. And so kwinyi the guy too, can to kwinyu kavin. During the lockdown, people were falling in the streets. There's something called pineapple.
Oh, yeah.
If it is umuntu as Moshel. In Attridgeville, in Ramukupa, there is this thing called battery charger. When you get into that house, they force you to eat mohobe kamuroho. You must at least eat one plate, because one cup of that thing. Sizos about to shy say pass la pestrati. I once drove to a place called Plompot, and there were people there in that street. I think there was a function. And someone said to me, over the trees there, there's a farmer who does this other drink, they call it mampur.
Mm.
People go there wearing ties. When they come back, the ties are about to hang them. You know, you could see this guy is suffocating, is falling in the streets, rolling in a suit. Just one cup. What is happening to our souls? It must make you worried.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
I saw some people are laughing when they're sending me WhatsApps. They're laughing. It's not a joke.
It's reality.
We are taking it to part two. We are going to talk about the demon of drunkenness. And when we look into the word again, the aim. And look, wherever there is alcoholism, in our townships, everywhere, you will see people become riddled with poverty. A guy with a law degree.
Exactly.
Mm. A guy with a law degree.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah? It started, and you become hooked into this. When they have not drunk it in the morning, they shake.
Exactly. It becomes a habit now.
We wanted to force the other one to eat oats. He was crying, literally. Angayifuni oats. Akhaliso kwengane.
Funi utshwala, hayi ukudla.
Ngaze ngakhumbula uTerence that you'll cry my. Ekhaliso kwengane. Angafuni ukudla oats. Because this thing, it kills your stomach. Your stomach becomes painful when you eat. And you become addicted to it. And these demons have turned you into an altar. Whatever it is that they want to see happening with your body, it's to take in wine.
Sad.
And to be so much drunk and addicted to it, so that you become poor. Communities are becoming poor. Alcohol is yo, Eitobeni, there was a time when we were praying Eitobeni long ago, before Eitobeni Zibwa Nkuluso. Because that demon was just there. enkangala you'd see some teachers would be dancing mangdlula so and then bafihle so ngithi eh ithi ngene ngihlale nani kanqa eh mfundisi dlula I'm talking fellow ministers, man. Pula amakhaya, people lose their spouses.
Their loved ones. You
become poor. You lose everything. Sipo, what comes to mind?
It is a certain from this. I become emotional when we talk about this because some of these things, it becomes a disgrace to a beautiful country and it's destroying the nation and its future generation. Remember, what went to their mind? It means this thing has become a habit to them.
Why is it a lockdown?
Exactly. Something positive that can bring life to his life. No. It means there's a demon that needs to be felt. So it shows with this thing in a demon. Family members, they died in Fundis. Those children, Bakula Namsand, Nabab, Maglaz, Umlando, Baba Bula, Penapule, Kandu, Kufawama, Esik, Kufawa, Yonke,
Imbula.
Exactly, please.
Bafaga nama ARVs.
Exactly, ya kombi suguti no mutualu ngati umfundis. Somebody
Bagbamba la.
Somebody being saved by God to Noah. The Bible, what he pume mkonjeni. Hey, the Bible is wakamba ma. No mungati wena, yuguti jiazi. Unowa, a man of God. The Bible, what dagwa. Even take our money and buy shoes for those kids. Because of this demon. So we need to rebuke and stand against this demon that terrorize our life, terrorize our families because once they destroy that family, you're wasting your precious resources that God has given unto you. You should be a blessing to your family. They've lost seven wabo. I'm talking to you now. You know why? Utwala mfundisi is a mocker. So, please, guys, it helps us.
Is it that was in a pandle gumbuso wezulu? You just lose, you know. Aibo.
657 AM.
657 AM. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. 012-334-1322. Tell us about the effects of wine. Biala. Yeah, the damage it has caused to, in a family. You know, to families. Friends, marriages, careers, beautiful faces, women, beautiful women. What had become of them? Great men, what had become of them because of this love for wine?
Yeah,
because now you lose your job and then you start to realize you can't afford wine. Then ingudu. From Ngutwin, you can't afford Ngutu. Ngobi akwele tisayonke lenda ubakpalile, angiti.
Hey,
mayotholi imali ye-UIF, hey mna. Bakusele muva la. Bakuladelela kini.
Ai, you with
Bathuma lo yamfana we-bodybuilder bathi at mama arikhitlola ta phasela aloka phula ayenza imino yakhe yenqindi ukukhala gorgatla. Gorgatla, ulaqhasha. You lack cash. Before you know it, you are poor. Just like drugs, you start selling everything.
Ish.
Your wristwatch.
Ish.
You start selling all these things.
Yeah.
And alcohol, you see, wine is a mocker. It continues to tell you that, you don't worry, you'll be back on your feet. And it mocks you. When you are drunk, you talk about positivism, how you will rise up to your feet again, and how educated you are, the kind of degree you have, and how far you have been walking with the Father. But you're just walking.
Yeah, I said.
In a lack of wisdom. Stupor. The spirit of stupor. Ubuwula. Give us a shout. 012-333-8699. 012-334-1322. And people don't want to talk about this. You know, they don't want to talk about it. There are many people get into a shebeen and see those people who are drunk. Those that we call alcoholics and stuff. And sometimes sit down with them when they are sober and listen to what comes out of their brains there. You'd be shocked. There's a guy who is riddled with alcoholism. I once posted him that this guy could have finished his medical degree. He did not.
Because of why?
Ah.
Good. Then they went out, I blew it. Abandoning man. Millions. I blew it in 6 months.
You're hungry. Oh, kukhona yabo I blew it. And leze idlala ibholo leza sivuna ukulalela lezi. And ayisindisiwe le outing leze idlala ibholo lezi. Zisindisiwe. Net umuntu akhona baqala ke manje.
Thola le mali tshwala.
Ashaya le yangoma ethi Don Perignon. Ha ngiyakutshela. Abasambheki noNkulunkulu lobe bamkhuleka ukuthi babe successful akwazi ukudlalela i-country.
Yeah.
Akasengeni le ukuthi yena now ufanele adlalele i-country besikhuleke ukuthi umuntu adlalele i-country.
Akasengeni.
Manje is too busy na ku discipleship akasezi udlalele i-country.
Yeah.
Kungasikudala sibona kule program kukhala enye ingoma ebhlungu ithi I blew it. Mina bengicanga ukuthi ingoma yamasotsha bakhuluma ngamabhomu ngani. Kanti hayi.
Yakhala mfundisi la. And utshwala is the main cause.
Kakhulu. Now check this out. When the way it is done, everyone who drinks, they think they are cool. I know, man. When we were going to high school and all that, I remember Utumsan used to say to me, high school, Autiam, Utumsan Shonile, by the way, sorry. Utumsan, a friend of mine, would always say, hey, Autiam, hey, Joe. Maspuma lang e lunch Joe arofeta dago Lucas dag in yako shapatse beat. Ivan. Yabona ne. Enu ne mal, utala ne mal di man. Gibo ba ona le in lento le amasanta ne itina the company yamasanta ne itina as by bizan kosli women. Amasanta ne itina nan. And so he would bring lots of money. There was a time uzengenye imoto egray lapha na thina zabaleka cha ukuthi le ama secret police sabaleka kanti huye ngelunch sabaleka thina phela I grew up in the state of emergency
in this
1984 85 sabaleka I remember it was 1980 85 or 86 sabaleka thina besingene high school bona mahata bena ungashiyala buru abe siyabaleka kanti uDumzana and Monday we would come to school ngathi bekune competition yokuza uphethwe ibhabalazi and kuya smileyo ya abovu kuya smileyo ukuthi umuntu akuncinzele ilihlo xa ukuthi ngathi yazi kuzophuma igazi makancinzile ihlo so
and bakushayile
It is not for kings.
Never.
It's an intoxicating drink.
It makes you poor.
It inflames us, yes. In Isaiah 28, verses 1, it says, "Woe to the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim." Yawan? Pelaba bantwana ba nkulunkulu, Ephraim. The drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower, which is at the head of the verdant valleys, to those who are overcome with wine. What's up, Puha? Yes, my Pumikal. Go on, it's him dress my Pumikal.
Yeah, poop.
With Dangar, yeah. We are poop. Nano Mutko visit Veselin Gafan.
Yeah.
It brings shame to you. It brings pain to you. Abantu baphenelwa inyawo mfo uthola yabo phe ibandishi. Qala phansi kufika phezulu lapho mara akana ngisho nenxeba elilodwa mara inyawo ziyaqaqamba.
Kungonke umzimba.
Wonke umzimba. Jabu.
Hey, indeed, we may God really help us so that we'll be free from this spirit, you know, and really just separate ourselves for the Spirit of God to indwell us, and also for God's will to be done, because this is a hindrance for us even to fulfill the will of God upon our life. You know, if we are really still giving ourselves into wine, you know, there is nothing that really God is going to use us to do here on earth. You know, like, I want also just maybe to touch about, like, you know, the people also who are in condoning and promoting, you know, alcohol, because sometimes others will have also, like, they will justify it. I remember when we had a debate about with some of the brothers that during lockdown when they were closing alcohol, you know. And my argument was that, you know, the cause of accidents, it's been proven that it's alcohol. Because, look, they closed alcohol and then accidents were very low. And also, even the violence was very low, domestic violence. So, but when that is open, you see the cases of domestic violence, you see the cases of rape, you see the cases of accidents, you know. And then, so my brothers that we were, like, debating with, they were saying, no, these people, they are running business. This is their survival. This is how they are making their living, you know, through alcohol. And also, even alcohol, you know, like, there is, it's boosting the economy because of the tax that is charged, you know. So, you know, that's the condoning and the promotion of alcohol also, which is against the will of God. You know, like, I was checking a scripture in Habakkuk 2:15. It says, "Woe to him who makes his neighbor drink, who his neighbors drink. You pout your wrath and make them drunk in order to gaze at their nakedness." You will be shocked. Nabandabara namashipine malokshi, you know. Baziga ashukuthi kamakhelwane akunakudla. Kodwa ubaba wakhona uhlezi la.
Uqeda yonke imali la.
Yonke imali abangasela next. Le 100 rand yokugcina kadimelithini isimsekhaya. Uyayiqedela lapho. Nomama wakhona lapho wazi kahle, but akanendaba because of she is making money.
Eish.
You know. But woe, God says, woe who makes his neighbors to drink, you know. So, akumele ukuthi abantu bazigeze izandla ukuthi hayi thina si run a business. No. There are many businesses that you can run. There are many businesses that you can run that are profitable and pleasing to God. Ayenza ukuthi abantu baphile bangafi. Utshwala bulala abantu. So how can you also
other people's lives?
Yes, how can you pursue the business that really claims people's lives? It means you're on the side of the devil who came to steal, kill, and destroy. You are exactly like him. So that is why no one is really can justify himself. You know, whether you are drinking and you are causing people to drink, God is really rebuking tonight that really we are to repent and really do away with alcohol. You know, you will see, as I was arguing with my friends, that we will live peacefully. You saw during lockdown when alcohol was closed, there was so much peace. Like, you know, you could even speak sense with people that you know. They will reason and you really see how intelligent, how wise they are.
Mm.
But when they are drunk, it's like, you know, you can't even hear what they say, you know, man. I spend time with people who are drunk. Like, you know, I'm from a family where many of, like, my father used to drink. My grandfather used to drink. You know, many of the people in my family, they are drinking, you know.
Mm.
So I know the consequences and the dangers of alcohol. It's not good.
Mm.
You know, it's not good at all. There is nothing that I can point out from my father for drinking. Mm, yeah, no, it was best. This is what he gained. Nothing. My grandfather, the same thing. Other fathers, other uncles, other brothers, you know, other sons. Nothing, you know. So really, it's just the means for the devil to really, like, pilela pants in people's abandon. One brother was supposed to finish the degree for the medical degree, but he couldn't finish it because of alcohol. There are many also in the very same situation. There are many things that they've lost in their lives because of alcohol. I know a brother, a friend of mine, who lost in 70 because of alcohol, as people are saying, you know. But I want to buy a 70 by a punches. And if you're going to be able to no puzzle times, and then, but maybe warning, second warning, you are fired.
Yeah.
One of my brothers, my friends, lost in 70, you know, because of alcohol. And so we cannot say then, I know, there is nothing wrong. No, this is war. The devil wants to really kill, steal, and destroy. So make sure that you secure your life by giving your life to Jesus Christ. You before, we've drunk before. But thank God who saved us, who delivered us. That is why now we can speak like this. It's not because we are better or we are judging and looking down. No, it's because we know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's got the power. You're testifying to some of my friends that I haven't touched alcohol. I think the last time I touched it still maybe at tertiary, maybe 1990. Ever since I got back again, I never drank alcohol.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to make myself better, but I'm trying to testify of the power of God. You know, I've never had the desire, the thirst, the hunger. I'm always, as I'm from my family, people that been here. There's never been a time where I felt that I can never see. That's God's power. He can come. He can set free. So even there, my friend, my brother, my sister, thinking, no, there is no solution. No, I just have to give that. No, there is the power of God to deliver you from drunkenness.
Yeah, the power of the Father can deliver from drunkenness. Man, we are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. It's 6 o'clock. You can talk to us or send us a WhatsApp. The WhatsApp is 0826572729. Or you can give us a shout, 012-334-1322. 012-334-1322. Or 012-333-8699. Let us hear what you say. And, of course, send us also your voice notes. You know, let's hear what you say on your voice notes. I'll be glad to hear some of your voice notes about wine, which leads to dissipation. Ningathuli. Kona mayimathuli ngobuthi hey, ngisayiphuza ithingthuli. No. Hello there. Okay, we seem to be losing that one. We're taking your calls live. Let's hear what you say. 012-333-8699. You can give us a shout there. Or 012-334-1322.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564. Or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za. www.pulpitradio.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit. Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store. You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.